What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Hey, pleasant Thursday to you. Al, we're going to LSU now. We got another show trip coming up, I hear.
It sounds like Eddie's very excited at the potential of that, even if it's just a tiny potential.
Oh, I think there's good potential.
Eddie would be very excited about that. In fact, I heard Eddie say to Boomer that that perhaps in retirement, he's already been talking with his wife about trying to go to some of the big college stadiums that all around the country, as that would be some sort of trips he'd be into.
That would be for him, I would think. LSU would be one of the top to try and get to.
Yeah.
So it's kind of neat.
Going to LSU for him would be boner time.
And boing, boing, boing. Jordan Davis makes it happen.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be a fun little weekend.
Absolutely. I'd be all for it, Jerry, if I'm put up at a five-star hotel and first-class travel.
I don't think you'd have to worry about that. I don't think that'll be a budget motel, as we will talk about in the warm-up show coming up in a few minutes.
We talk about a budget hotel?
Yeah, in the warm-up show, we talked about the travel of baseball teams.
Oh, yes.
So yes, we did. There's a little teaser for that coming
up. All right. Do you think, I saw a reel on Instagram where a guy was talking about that what you watch on television at night can really determine your happiness or anxiety levels throughout your day the next day. Do you think that's true?
Well, you usually watch murder documentaries before you fall asleep, and you've become a prick, so.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, when I get here at 5 o'clock, I'm all fired up.
You are fired up at 5 o'clock.
I don't see the connection, but I guess it could be a thing.
I don't know. I don't know. I usually, at night, watch games, or I should say the first three or four innings of games. If not, I will go to YouTube and watch something I'm interested in, and they're not murder. Like, last night, Linkin Park has this very cool series as they're going on their world tour, and they post videos like every week. But I came across on their page last night some of the demos they were doing with their new singer. I know her last name's Armstrong. I forget her first name. When they were doing the Emptiness Machine and all these new songs, and it's just a really cool look into. So like I watch stuff I enjoy. I don't like scary stuff or murder stuff before bed. I like to go to sleep laughing or learning something.
That's what this guy I was watching said, laughing.
Yeah.
You go to bed laughing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a better thing overall for yourself.
It makes sense. I actually told my wife yesterday, because we were bored stiff yesterday with that wonderful weather that we had, I'm going to start picking up, because you got me into that 30 Rock, which I'd never seen.
Oh, my gosh.
So I wound up watching 14 episodes on the plane ride coming back from California, but I want to continue it. So I told them I'm going to start watching one before I go to bed. They're 21 minutes. They couldn't be easier.
Oh, they're great.
I've got the Peacock in the on the TV, so I'm going to start watching that now. You know, I said starting this week. I should have done last night. I didn't.
I was wondering if 30 Rock was on Netflix, but if you're telling me it's on Peacock, then it's probably not on Netflix.
Well, I'm assuming it's on Peacock since it was an NBC show.
Yeah.
But maybe not. Maybe it is on Netflix. I don't know. I can find it somewhere, though.
Yeah.
So I would like to. I got to pick up with episode 15 of season 1.
Yeah, I should try to watch those again, too, because that was one of those series that I really only watched when it was on live. Like, I'd tape it and watch it. And then, unlike Seinfeld, which I've seen a thousand mm-hmm. times, so the 30 Rocks are still fresh and new to me.
Right.
Because I don't remember
watching it. I didn't watch it the first time.
Yeah.
You got me intrigued when we went to Pebble Beach when you said it was just, it was mindless, it was easy, and
so
they just
funny.
Roll right through.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? I'm going to give that a try.
Yeah.
I thought it was great.
So many great characters.
Tina Fey is so good.
Yeah.
Like, it's, yeah, it was, and I couldn't believe I came away from the 14 episodes loving Alec Baldwin. Like, what?
Yep. Alec Baldwin's great. And it's funny, like, Tina Fey, her character appears to be the only normal person. Everybody else is a nut.
Is an issue. Has
and
an she, issue.
Right. And she's like a normal person.
Yes.
Just dropped in the middle of all these weirdos. It's like
pretty much.
Marilyn and the Munsters.
Yeah, that's
Everybody,
right.
Everybody in her family was a monster except for her.
Right.
And she was the one everyone thought was odd.
Right. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It really is pretty good.
So, yeah, I used to watch the 48 hours episodes that mm-hmm. were all about murder. And there's millions of them because it's been yeah. on the air forever. Now I've just decided I'm only going to watch if there's a Netflix series or an HBO series, even if it's about murder, if I'm really into watching it, I will watch it, but I'm not going to watch it every night.
Okay.
That being said,
what are we replacing it with?
Well, but watching the Jerry Jones documentary
okay.
has been very good.
Yep.
But in one of the murder documentaries I was watching, this one's on HBO called the, this is the title alone, Jerry, The Yogurt Shop Murders.
Oh, come on.
But one thing that I have noticed from watching a lot of documentaries over the years is that, and this is such a weird phenomena, and I believe it is true, people confess to crimes they did not commit. Like, there's something that goes on when you're being interrogated by somebody who's really good at interrogation.
Almost like they're tricking him into believing it?
Yes. And then they keep you there sometimes for 14 hours. They just keep sending different people in to talk yeah. to you, different shifts. And I don't know what happens in that people just want to get out of there.
Yeah, but you're going to end up in a prison cell.
It is wild.
I wonder if that's only in cases of where the evidence is really stacked against the person. Like, I can't imagine they interrogate someone that they might think did it. I would like, you tell me, I would think
no,
that.
No, I think the opposite, actually, a lot
really?
Of times, in that because there's no evidence pointing to a particular person, and there are just people who think this is the type of person who may have done it, they try to get that person to confess, because then at least they have a confession mm. from somebody. But I've just seen so many high-profile cases where multiple people have confessed to the crime, and then in the things that they admit to in the crime didn't happen.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's so strange. I would never in a million years have thought that people would admit to doing something they didn't do.
Crazy mind games. That's all I would think.
It seems like mind games. Like, they tell the people, like, well, maybe you don't remember. Is it possible that you were at this location?
Then you start second-guessing yourself.
Yeah, just, you had a couple of drinks that night. Is it possible? Well, I mean, I guess it's possible. And then all of a sudden, you're in jail.
Yeah. And probably not a nice one either.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's rough.
Man, you have got to avoid
this prison.
Yes.
Yes.
You have got to avoid in life being arrested for anything.
Yeah.
Right? What percentage of the people do you think
get arrested?
Yeah. Like, at some point in your life, get arrested. You think I could find that information?
0.01%?
0.01%? I'm going to write.
Aren't there 500 million people in this country?
I'm going to say, I think there's 330 million in the U.S. What percentage of people in the United States get arrested? Great question, right, Jerry?
All right, so as of 2025, you're right, 350 million people.
350 million people?
So if I mean, you realize, yeah, I don't know.
How about this, Jerry? This is what the AI overview says.
Okay.
While a single universally agreed upon percentage is difficult to pinpoint due to varying methodologies, Research indicates that by the age of 23, nearly one in three Americans have been arrested. 33% of people?
You're telling me.
By the age of 23.
115 million people out of the 350 been arrested?
Yeah.
So which one out of me, you, Eddie, G, and Boomer have been arrested? I mean, Craig was. I mean that's right. Not, that's one in six,
Craig,
I suppose.
Was arrested, right? Was Gio ever arrested for running nude in Queens?
I honestly don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I do not believe he's ever been arrested. I don't think Boomer has. I haven't. Eddie, I don't think.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know about anybody else here at this radio station.
This says by the age of 23, which means that these things are happening at the age of like 18 to 23 probably, where you get people are getting into trouble. That's an insane
number.
That's
a big number. I don't know that I believe that.
I don't know if I believe that either.
That doesn't seem to make
sense. It says here, what counts as an arrest? An arrest is a record of interaction with the law enforcement, which can be a significant barrier to employment. Non-serious offenses such as drug abuse violations and disorderly conduct account for a large percentage of arrests. You're still getting cuffed, though.
Yeah, I suppose. It still sounds like a lot of people.
It does.
I mean, you're going to tell me that means if I go up and down the blocks of my neighborhood, someone in every house is being arrested or
correct.
Has been? No.
Everyone's been arrested.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe that either.
I don't know where those numbers come from. Like, if you told me, there's also the case of over what span. Like, if you're saying in 2025, how many citizens in the United States? That would be a good question.
Okay.
How many people, how many U.S. citizens in 2024 were arrested?
How many people were arrested in the United States in 2024? All right, Jerry, that's a great question.
Thank you.
There's no final comprehensive.
But.
Okay. But the FBI's Uniform Crime Reporting Program recorded over 14 million criminal offenses in 2024. And the Vera Institute notes that over 10 million arrests are made each year in the U.S.
Okay. I mean, that's 25% of the population.
Yeah.
14 million is a big... No, that's
not a big
right.
number.
No, that's not 24 million. That's not right.
You know how, like, they're going around deporting people now?
Yeah.
That's going to... You get arrested before that's you get true. Deported. So those numbers are going to go through the
I
roof.
I think that's actually 5%.
5%?
Well, yeah, because if there's 350 million citizens, 10% would be 35 million. So 17.5 would be, it's about 3% of the population, which is still a big number. I said a percentage of 1%, a fraction of 1%. Yeah. Clearly I'm wrong. I mean, it's at least 3% every year.
At what age do you think, like this says, like by the time they're 23,
yeah.
get arrested. At what age do you think you can tell, for the most part, that you know what type of person, like this is type of person that will be arrested, this is the type of person who's going to live a normal life?
I don't think
life.
You can. Because I think there are people that look like a complete and utter mess and they turn out to be the nicest people in the world that have never had an issue.
Yeah.
And then you could have the squeaky queen, squeaky clean, you know, guy who puts on a suit and he seems like the nicest guy in the world, turns out to be a serial killer or has a second wife and family. So here's a good example of that. I'm going to pull up the post, right? I mean, just this headline. All right. This is the headline right now. Troubled mom who killed husband, two kids and murder suicide made sad admission posted on TikTok weeks before the tragedy.
TikTok.
Like what does that even mean? Like that's awful. And you see these stories. I'm not going to say every day. You see stories like this a lot though.
But I wonder, like, when a kid gets out of high school, by that point, do you know, like, this is going to be a kid that's not going to be a troublemaker?
Are there
or
warning
no?
signs for some? Yes, but I don't know. Well, I guess what I'm saying is I don't think it's definitive for everybody. But sure, are there warning signs? Yeah. I mean, if your kid's coming home high every Friday night or drunk or, you know, doesn't have a job or, you know, keeps quitting jobs. I think there are trouble signs that there's no commitment to being a, I don't know, productive adult. And you could worry that he's going to do something stupid and end up in jail.
Yeah.
But I don't know that we can paint that broad brush just because someone looks a certain way. Like everybody that smokes weed is not going to be an unproductive adult. That's not true.
Correct.
So I don't know. But yes, I think there are warning signs. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just trying to think like when, if I was a parent, when I would feel like I could look at my kid and go, okay, this kid, I'm not going to have to worry about this kid. I mean, you'll always worry about your kid, but where you're like, this kid's going to get arrested. Like, you don't think your kid's ever going to get arrested. There's no signs that your kids would do anything to be arrested.
Right. I mean, I don't, but I also don't have my head in the sand. I also try and stay alert and guarded,
yeah,
just in case. But I don't, you know, I don't.
Man, you've got to, here's what you have to be able to do by the time, like, by the time you're 23.
Right.
Not get arrested, not get some sort of DUI, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's somebody, you have a couple drinks, you think you're good, and you get behind the wheel. You got to try to escape that.
Right.
I was trying to think of, like, what are the things you have to try to escape early in life where you're like, dodge the bullet there.
Peer pressure, smoking at a young age,
yeah,
where you get hooked. Drug use.
Drug use, from a big one.
Peer pressure. I think those things, like those two things, I would say would be most important. I think certainly hope that they do the right thing, whether it's if you have a son, that they treat women the right way. If you have a daughter, I really hope that they know how to protect themselves,
yeah,
and know how to stay insulated with friends and not end up with a creep.
That's the thing. Like when the younger people go out to drink in a group, and then they're all having many drinks, and yeah, if there's someone gets separated, talking to a creep or like being aware of where your friends are,
yeah,
which is hard to do when you get. I mean, I had all those wine drinks. At,
yeah, you were in a pretty safe place though.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I was in a very safe place.
Yeah.
Because we were a large group and we all traveled together, right?
Correct.
But if you're in a crowded place where you get separated,
yeah,
you got to escape
and now you,
that.
And you think about, you know, especially if you're talking about bars and stuff like that, where you've got, let's say, 21 to 30-year-old women that are, I mean, I don't have daughters, thank God, but, you know, a lot of them dress very provocatively.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying you can't, but in the scenario you're kind of painting, that picture you're painting right there, be careful, because while there's a lot of good guys out there, there are a lot of creeps out there too that are thinking some pretty awful things. And then on top of that, you put a couple of drinks in them, they ain't thinking right. You look like that. Stay close to your friends.
Yeah. Got to go as a pack.
Yeah, I agree.
If you go out as a pack, you must go home as a pack.
Yeah.
Look at us, Jerry, trying to help the young people.
We're helping the young people. So here's, go ahead.
I say you don't want to get arrested, and you don't want to get in trouble drinking.
No, you don't. And you got to be careful.
Yes.
Got to be careful. So here, this is funny because this is kind of what we're talking about in a weird way.
All right.
Did you see this girl? She's a TikToker. She's got it's unbelievable, more than a million followers.
Is that right?
She went viral this week for, she went, I guess, live, I think. She ran onto the field at the Angels game and videoed it. And the first line is how scared she was because they made her spend 6 hours in jail.
She went to jail for that.
And by the way, she should go to jail for that.
And she was arrested. She's one of the
one of the 14 million, yes. So here's my question now. Does she become even more popular now?
Probably, because I'm interested in seeing that video.
Oh, my God.
I saw a young kid ran onto the field at the Padre game Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Oh, is that how old?
I think 12 or 13.
He looked 12 or 13. Yeah. And the crowd booed when security tackled him.
They're lucky that's all they did was tackle him. I mean,
did he get arrested?
He should have been.
Probably not at 12, though.
We can put a pretty good scare in him.
What's the youngest you could be arrested?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. see the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I don't know. I mean, if you, I don't know.
I'm a Google editor.
It's a great question. I imagine prior to 18, you go to juvenile.
Oh, good point.
A juvenile house. You don't go to prison.
In most U.S. states, there isn't a strict set minimum age for arrest. However, there's a legal concept called the age of criminal responsibility.
That 18 or 16?
Which determines when a child can be held legally for a crime. And there's no universal minimal age for that even.
Okay.
Man, I feel like I would have been a good, I'm not going to say cop, because I would have been scared of criminals.
You know, you would have been a good prosecutor.
Yeah. Prosecutor, mm-hmm. Judge, or...
Well, you would be a good judge because you put everybody in jail.
Right. I'd be like...
Why are you here?
You're guilty. If you weren't guilty, you wouldn't even be
in
court.
Which is why you would have been a very good prosecutor.
Yeah.
You would have taken the evidence you had and you would have built good cases against would-be potential criminals.
Yeah. I would say, though, now, and this is only something as I've matured as a very old man, I used to think, like, if you made it to court, you're probably guilty, and if we've got any evidence against you, you are definitely guilty.
But you don't think that anymore.
No, and I would actually think more of the other person's life, like, well, I'm going to really... And that's got to happen sometimes when a prosecutor doesn't... There is doubt that the person did it.
Yeah.
And they push and push and push and convince... Sure. And maybe they didn't do it, then that person's life is over, essentially.
Well, I mean, how many times? I actually met somebody who was in the legal field, that's all I'm going to say, that takes those things into account in that if it's not criminal activity where you're doing bodily harm to someone, where you're really hurting yourself, or if you're hurting someone, and maybe even Craig's a great example, it was a financial crime. You know, the idea that you would put them in jail. Okay, so he did wrong. Fair enough. How do you want him to pay the people back if they're in prison? Instead, they still have some of their freedoms. They're allowed to work. Maybe they're monitored. Maybe they got monitors on their ankles and a lot of their freedoms are taken away, but they can still live day to day. You don't completely wreck their family life. But you got work to do to pay these people back. Like, there's different ways to punish people. And some believe that, some don't.
Yeah, we need jail for the violent criminals.
I agree.
No matter what you do. You carjack someone, jail.
Yes, I agree.
You mug me, jail.
I'm with you.
Yeah, so I would just be worried that I would put somebody away that maybe wasn't truly... But that, and the other way, the...
How would you live with yourself?
I also wouldn't be able to live myself if I was the defense lawyer knowing the guy did it.
It's tough, I know. And you get him off on a technicality or something.
That is crazy.
And then he's running the streets and then he hurts someone else.
That is crazy, right.
I think we just learned here is attorney, not for you.
Not for me.
No.
Oh, when I was saying a cop, I wouldn't be a good cop because I'd be afraid. But like if I could be a detective where I...
Still dangerous.
Where I'm not... Yeah, it is dangerous.
Dangerous.
I'm thinking like the detectives that show up at a crime scene after the bad guys have escaped. And then I go there and I like investigate.
You mean like forensics?
Forensics.
Okay. That's not bad.
I think I would be good at that.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. So you wouldn't want to be a private investigator either.
No.
Because again, it could be
dangerous.
That is true.
Although the private investigators that get hired by like husbands and wives to see if the other one's cheating on them, that sounds fun.
Dangerous.
Yeah, that is dangerous.
And especially if you do catch someone in the act or one of the, let's say a wife who is suspecting something hires you for good money to follow their husband around.
Yeah.
And you very quickly see that dude could crush you.
He's a big muscular guy.
And then he notices you following him. Oof. Good luck.
And he knows Taekwondo or something.
Good luck.
Yeah, you're right. I don't want that either.
Oh my! I told you there was one, a friend of mine that has done that, gave me a great story.
Private investigator?
Yeah. I think I've told you this before. And he says, you know, he was hired by a husband because something just wasn't right with the wife. And so he followed every day. And every day the routine was normal, you know. And she would, you know, the week was normal. So like every Monday was, you know, the kids would go to school and she's going to Target and then she was home. And then on Tuesday she did nothing. And on Wednesday she would go to the supermarket and then she'd be home before the kids got back. And Thursday was this and Friday was that. And the weekends everybody was home. Well, it hit him because after a month, it was very routine. The husband's like, I know something's going on. And he kept paying. And by chance and accident, he wound up making a wrong turn in the shopping center. She was going through the supermarket, going out the back where her guy would pick her up.
Her lover.
And then he'd return her an hour and a half later.
In the back of the store?
Uh-huh. And then she'd come out with a couple of groceries, get in the car and go home.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I don't think you need any qualifications to be a private investigator.
I don't think so either. I think you just have to have the balls to do it.
Yeah. Like I could just set up shop today and be like, I'm a private investigator.
Yeah. Now, do I think you need to know what you're doing? Yeah, because you get yourself killed like if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, and you also need to collect evidence probably the proper way, I would think.
I don't know if you're collecting evidence for anything.
Yeah, it's nothing criminal. Right, you're right.
This is more a matter of, you know, I need some photos or some, when I call the divorce attorney.
Yeah.
That seems like a difficult job, but not quite. Like what you're talking about. No, there's nothing criminal in that. That's, you know.
Before I became very famous from radio and cable television, I have an everyday type face. I could have been a good private investigator because I could have just gone anywhere and, you know what I mean?
I don't think you blend in as much as you think. Hmm. Number one, most of society is fat and enormous. Hmm. So you would stick out right there as, wow, who's the frail guy? Even though you're not frail, you're actually what we should look like. You're bald.
Yeah.
And you've got glasses.
Yeah, that did ruin
and
my
And you're
look.
Not 5'7", which I believe is the average height in this country for a man, not 6 foot. You're like 5'11". So I don't think you would be anonymous as you think.
Hmm. Well, there goes that idea.
Well, you weren't doing it anyway. I do think, though, and I'm serious, I do think you could start a podcast consulting business. And there's your retirement.
Podcast consulting.
There's a million podcasts out there.
Yeah. My consulting business would just be like, this podcast you're doing, it sucks. Stop it.
Well, all right. What if they were paying you $1,000 a week?
I'd be like, this has growth potential, but it's going to take a year.
That's right. Or and you need me.
It's going to take $52,000.
It's just such an idiot.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show.
Yeah.
By the way, tomorrow's Friday.
It is Friday, and then you bastards are gone.
Yeah.
I got to do 7 shows in 9 days while you guys are away.
We're all on our final week of vacation next week.
You guys are. I'm not.
We are, yeah. God. And then we'll be back for good for football season and the baseball playoffs. And until then, tomorrow we'll see you on a feel-good Friday. Mm.
So...
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.